Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, all praises to the Most High God of Israel. I'm Job Israel. I'm coming to see ministries by the study set, so I'm Bible study class, and like you say, come and see. Come and see what the Spirit is saying to the church, you know. And also a Commonwealth of Israel. For those that's been following the precepts, I have to apologize for the nasty voice. I'm in a unit that had a pet in it, and I've been allergic to it, so I'm taking it back. So when I take it back, hopefully everything will be better. So bear with me, but I can't sit still, and this thing is stirring up in me. You know, I can't sit still while these things are stirring up in me. Well, today we are dealing with, do men go to heaven? You know, this is a question, man. You know, that's been going on for centuries. I mean, to those that don't know God in the world at large, so to say. If we come up with all kind of stuff, man, we're going to be flying around in heaven with harps and stuff like that. We're going to be on a cloud, blowing a trumpet with Gabriel, and, you know, with diapers on and wings and stuff like that. That's all fairy tales. Those are not true. The word of God told us that we're going to wake up with all power, all power. We got to wrap our mind around that. We're going to be woke with all power. So you're not just going to have wings, man. You're going to actually have a physical body of Christ. And that's what that's the whole purpose of performing his will. It's the best we can, what he allows us to perform, so that we can come up in the first resurrection, or at least have a chance at the second one, that we don't burn forever. So, but the thing is, what happened after the end of things, or even what happened after you die? You know, do we go to heaven? And things like that. Well, you know, here at Come and See Ministries, man, we let the Bible speak. This book here, we read in the prophets, and who are a testimony to the word of God. So the things that they written is true, and they all agree with each other. They all agree with each other. So this is that thing. So, in fact, let's get started. So, brothers and sisters, if you can stand face Jerusalem. Sisters, if you could Cover your heads, sisters, brothers, if you can't uncover your heads as we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brothers and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and bless us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy, send forth your Holy Spirit, and give us a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them also a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercy is endure forever. Amen. Amen. Well, start it here. Let's get started. We're going to start this in Matthew chapter 5 and 5. Matthew 5 and 5. Now, the reason why we start here, because most people that believe in God, you know, and most of us that go to church on Sunday, believe that we're going to heaven. And some of us that go to church on Sunday, some of us have Bibles with just the New Testament in it. And some of us just have the Book of Psalms in it, or the New Testament and Psalms and none of the prophets, you know, and assuming that's enough. We're going to see that that isn't enough. Reason why I'm starting here, because I want the people that believe they're going to heaven from the New Testament, I want them to hear what Jesus is saying out of his mouth. Not what you heard your pastor say, your prophet, your prophetess, or bishop or whatever said. I want you to listen to it. The author and finisher of our salvation. Listen to the words he said. Matthew 5 and 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, when you look at this, you say, well, what about the rest of us? You know, well, I'm going to heaven. I was born and raised as a Jehovah's Witness, right? Until the Father opened up my mind and start opening me up to different things. And when you come to another understanding, you come to a higher learning, you do things, you start seeing different things. Then you have to walk away from certain things. You graduate. I should say, you don't stay in grammar school, you graduate. And so, and the other thing is, Paul said God taught him himself. So sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone. And you got to let him deal with you. But you got to read your Bible. And note this, too. We're reading out of King James Bible. All the brothers and sisters that listen around the world. I mean that, too. You know, we got brothers and sisters listening from all over the planet. We read from the King James Bible. And you're going to find that this has just as much or more understanding than anything, than any other books that came up, the New Testament. NIV, all of those things are copyrighted. He said he's going to publish his word. The King James has been published. The 1611 has been published. Amen. So he said this, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Well, what if you ain't meek and humble? Are you going to heaven now? Because this is the high call, that you are meek and humble. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to St. John. Chapter 3 and 10. St. John 3:10. And Jesus is talking to one of the teachers of the people. You know, and I would ask the same question this day, you know, because he asked this question. And Jesus, and it's in, we're going to pick it up in 3:10. He said, Jesus answered and said, art thou master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that what we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye have not received our witnesses. What? We testifying of the things that we're looking at. We testifying of the things that we see now in the scriptures. You see? And people, you know, they haven't, you know, even though you're telling them, they don't want to receive it. Because we're born and raised and we got these doctrines in our heads, which is nothing more than spirit. You got to get rid of that stuff. Yeah. Some of it is good, but you got to outgrow it. Can't stay a babe in Christ. He said, if I told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No man, St. John 3:13, write this down in your book, and no man has ascended up to heaven. That's an absolute statement. That's an absolute statement. And if you heard, if you listened at the precept, the first day, the lake of fire, you know why man can't go to heaven, because heaven is on fire. And man would literally melt. And besides, the heavens is millions of trillions of light years in distance. Some of these stars is billions of years old, maybe even trillions. You know, but when he said it was the first day he brought, this time we're doing. But those stars, they light just now hitting the earth. So that means if you were to reach that star, you would have to exist a billion years and still haven't seen heaven. It's still what we just don't have enough lifetime. So no man, even with our rockets, with our spaceships, all that stuff, we still haven't seen heaven. So he said, no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So he's telling us, that's Jesus out of his mouth. He said, no man, that's an absolute statement. No man has ascended up to heaven. So far be it for any of us to call the Holy One of Israel a lie to justify our passions or a doctrine that we've been taught as a child. You see, that's what I'm saying. We got to outgrow certain things. I'm not saying that everything you got was bad, but I'm, you know, what I'm saying is that you just got to grow up. That's all to it. So we're going to go to St. John chapter 7 and 32. St. John 7 and 32, and it says this. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, Jesus. Then the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while I am with you, then I go unto him that sent me. But we just read that the Son of Man is the one that descended and ascended into heaven. He said that of himself. So who is he talking about? He's going to go and be with him that sent him. The Father. He's in heaven. He's in heaven in that place that we're waiting on called New Jerusalem. That he's going to bring with him. So he said, I'm going to go and be with him. He said, listen, let's read it again. 7:33. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while I am with you. Then I go unto him that sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me. And where I am, thither you cannot come. See? And so he's talking to the Jews, the Israelites, you know, he's telling them, you know, first the Jew, then the Gentile. So if he's telling Israel first, the Jew first, then the Gentile got to follow what the Jew is saying, or Israel is what they say, is what he's saying, right? What else he says here? Then, 35, then said the Jews among themselves, whether will he go? that we should not find him. Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? You know, he said, what manner of saying is this that he said, you shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. This is that thing, brothers and sisters. He said, they just repeated what he said. That was from God, so that we could write this in our mind. Listen at what he's saying. What did he mean by that? Now, he was talking to them, Israel, or us, we the Israel, we the Jews, the real ones. You know, if you have people that's impersonating us right now, that's another message. Stick around, we get to that. But look at what else he said here. He told them that, you know, you're not, John 13 and 31. Listen to what he said. He said, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, look at all this that he said. We're not reading even the New Testament. We're not even reading the Gospels. We're not even reading the story of Matthew, Luke, John, and Mark. Because if we did, the first thing he said in Matthew's five sentences into the ministry, he said the meek is going to inherit the earth. Ain't nowhere in the world we supposed to be taking anything other than that. But then if you keep hearing, you go to heaven enough. And I turn on some music and I get you to dance and shout. You start believing yourself. You start believing in yourself. But he's telling us this. If God be glorified, 32, if God be glorified, God shall also glorify himself, him in himself, and straightway glorify him. Little 33, little children, yet a little while I'm with you. Now he's talking to the disciples, the apostles. He's calling them children, little children. Yet a little while I am with you, you shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come. Now I say unto you. So if anybody was going to get in heaven, would have been the apostles or the disciples or even Paul, right? That, you know, it would, that would be a no-brainer. But here he said, whether I go, ye cannot come. Now I say unto you. He told the unbelievers and he told the believers, no man has ascended up to heaven. And I'm telling them and I'm telling you. This is that thing. Pay attention to what the God of Israel is saying. All right. Acts chapter 1 and 6. Now, the Lord is going ascend into heaven because he said, you're going to see me do this. He said it. He said, after a little while, I'm going to see it into heaven. Here it is. He said, when they therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Because Israel was up under Roman rule. And we was paying tribute to Rome. And they was oppressing us. You know, and this is what he said. He said, other than it's not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. See, that thing is going to take place at his coming. That's why he said, no man know the hour. So here it is. He said, but you shall receive power. And after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Well, they are dead and gone, but they still witnesses because we read in Acts now. We read in the book of Acts. You see, so this is that thing. And when he has, verse 9, and we have spoken these things, while they beheld, he cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. These are angels. Now they see him leaving the earth. Now they see him taking off, right? And he said this. He said, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up to heaven? this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. See, this is that thing. He said he's going to come in the same manner. So wait a minute. If he said he's going to heaven, they just witnessed that he's coming back from heaven. And that means he's coming back to the earth. Well, let's look at that. Let's go into Zechariah, because remember that a prophet to the law and the testimony. The prophets and the apostles testify of each other. I'm just going to read two verses in Zechariah. We're not going to read the whole thing. Zechariah 14:1. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. So the day of the Lord is coming. And then he said this in verse 5, 14:5. You shall flee into the valleys of the mountains, for the valleys of the mountains shall reach on the Azar. You shall flee like you fled. No, I'm going to read verse 14 and 4. And his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. So that's what the angels just told the disciples. And this is Zechariah testifying to that. His feet is going to stand upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall be removed toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And you shall flee to the valleys of the mountains, for the valley of the mountain shall reach unto Azar. Yea, you shall flee like you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. The Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. See, he's going to come back, and he's going to bring the disciples with him. They're going to, you know, it's a thing called the first resurrection. And the Lord said, we're going to meet him in the air. And I have it in the air. The air is H2O. This is it, the firmament, the air. What we're breathing right now, this is the air. We're going to meet him in this. I have it. And that day, this shall come to pass, and that day, that light shall be, that light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day, which is known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that time it shall be light. Okay, so we see here that the prophets is testifying on what the angels said in Acts chapter 2, chapter 1. Jesus is going to return in like manner. Well, we just seen this back right here, right? Okay, so let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to the New Testament. 1 Timothy 6:13. Now, here come Paul. Like I said, you know, if the disciples of Paul are not going to heaven, brothers and sisters, we have no chance whatsoever getting there. So all these stories we've been hearing at funerals and stuff like that, this brother is going on to glory. No, he's not. He's still right there. He haven't received the glory yet because his body haven't been changed. The glory that he's talking about is that we're going to receive a new body. He hasn't gone to glory. He's at rest. This is what happens when people die. Every night we go to sleep. And thank God every morning that we wake up. That those of us that's listening right now, you know, that points towards the resurrection. Why? Because when we lay down, we're tired. We're worn out. And we go to sleep. Well, that's what happens when people die. And then the other thing is, when you wake up, you revitalize. You're ready to go. Well, that's what the resurrection is. You just resurrected. So even in the evening when the Lord is showing us, you know, when we go to bed at night, it points towards the death and the resurrection. Amen. So he said this. This is Paul. Now listen to Paul, 1 Timothy 6:13. I charge thee in the sight of God, who quickened all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot. Now he's telling you, keep this doctrine without spot. He said, unrebukable unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show, who is blessed and the only person that came, Lord of Lord, we just read that, is Zechariah. Now look at this. Now you gonna kill two birds with one stone. Watch this. Who only have immortality? That's an absolute statement. Only is an absolute statement. So you know what that tell me? Enoch is not, don't have immortality. People are saying that Enoch is walking around. That can't be true. Because then this scripture is broken. And I beg to differ that. Who only have immortality, dwelling in a light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. So this is the thing. Like I said, a man best is given 100 years. The nearest star in our solar system is 7,000 years from here. That's not enough lifetime to even make it. We don't have a ship fast enough to make it. That's why you look at these super sci-fi flicks. They go into a quantum state, you know, that they put their body to sleep so that they can travel across the universe, you know, and do time. You know, they understand that part. That no, you can't. You will never be able to travel across the universe. And talking about I'm 70 years old, that would never happen. You see, so it says that resting. He said, "Who only have immortality, dwelling in a light which no man can approach unto." That's it. He just testified that Jesus said, "No man has ascended the chasm, who no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power and everlasting." Amen. So even now we got telescopes. We still find these stars out there that's giving light. That's billions of years old. It's hitting the earth. Yet we haven't read it in heaven. You see, because the law is we cannot see heaven. We will, because it's gonna be a day that heaven is gonna roll back like a scroll and everybody gonna see God. But that's for an appointed time, not now, right now. No man has ascended up to heaven. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms. Let's go into the Old Testament now, right? Because remember now, that's the New Testament. For those of us that don't believe in the Old Testament, well, they go to the New Testament. They go to the disciples, and they go Paul, and they go Jesus, all testifying that nobody's going to heaven or even in heaven right now, but the Christ, but Jesus and the Father. Now here go the prophets. Now look at what they're saying. Psalms 37 and verse 7. He said, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that who prosper in his way, because of the man who bring wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger." And you know that people get on your nerves. People make you go and load up, you know, and forget that God is the vengeance. He said, "Vengeance belongs unto me." You see, and we, you know, sometimes take vengeance in our own hands. Sometimes he's good with that. Sometimes he isn't. He said, "Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not to thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth." You see that? Once again, now here goes David, or here goes Jesus confirming David. They that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Once again, shall inherit the earth. That's the future tense is coming. But he didn't say heaven, he said the earth. Pay attention to this. Yet a little while, the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his person, and shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Into Isaiah 57, right? Because, you know, we like to believe that our loved ones are still with us and they looking down from heaven at us and things like that. And I would find that to be very difficult because a lot of us are abusing ourselves, you know, or being abused. And you got to, you know, your loved ones is in heaven looking at us. That's not peace. That's not tranquility. They suffering in heaven, seeing that their child being abused or murdered or something like that. You know, and we've just taken peace from everything in God, even in death. And that's what we do. You know, man do that. But anyway, he said this. He said, "For thus saith the Lord, for thus say the high and lofty one that it." Let me read this again. Isaiah 57:15. "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. But the rest of the dead live not when," but it says this, now pay attention to this. He said, "Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a holy place with them." No, he said, with him. It's only the Father and the Son that said. That's it. That's all we have in heaven. Of course, the host of angels are there. But we don't worship the angels. We're not praying to angels. We pray to the Father. Right? So let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 20:5. We're not reading this whole thing. We're just getting to the meat of it. Revelation 20:5. It's first resurrection, right? He said, "But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished." This is the first resurrection. Well, he just told us there, where they at? If they're in heaven, then they would be alive, wouldn't they? Are we listening to the scriptures? We are not. Oh, if we were listening to the scriptures, we wouldn't be talking about our loved ones are in heaven alive. He said, "But the rest of the dead live not again till 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Oh, such the second death hath no power." So if you come up in the first resurrection, you're going to receive all power. You're going to get the power. You're going to get the glory that God has. The second resurrection, which is the great white throne judgment, you're just going to receive mercy, and you get to live forever with God, which is all good. Don't get that wrong either. That's all good, you know, considering the options. I mean, the lake of fire forever? No. He said, we're going to live and reign with Christ. The secret to the first. Blessed he that have part of the first resurrection. On such a second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ. Shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, this is the thing. He said, now he threw something in. He said they're going to be priests of God and of Christ, right? And reign with him 1,000 years. Well, if you priest of God, what do you need priests for? Well, let's see. Go to Revelation 5:9. Let's go to Revelation 5:9. And he said this. He said, and they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred tongue, people, and nation. So the salvation of God, those that come up in the first resurrection, it's not about lineage. It's about righteousness. Ask Timothy, who wrote Hebrews. And he was addressing Melchizedek. He the king of righteousness. He's without lineage. So the kingdom, those that come up in the first resurrection, it's not going to be about lineage. It's not going to be that you're Israelite. Right now, Israel is the leaders and the teachers. And once they lead and teach you, one that's homeborn, you get the same rewards, as long as you perform the same things. And you will come up in the first resurrection. And this is that thing. And he said this. Now, pay attention to this conversation, because remember that he said this. And has made us unto our God, kings and priests, that we read it Revelation chapter 20:6-7. He said, they're going to be kings and priests in the first resurrection. And it has made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. It don't get any plainer than that. You know, it doesn't get any plainer than that. And he just confirmed, this is John now. This is John. Now, he's confirming Jesus, the meek shall inherit the earth. Can inherit the earth, guess what? They're going to be kings and priests. Why? Because we carry the nature of the God, the nature of the Father. Remember, he said, I dwell in heaven with him of a humble and a contrite spirit. That's why he said the meek is going to inherit the earth because you kept the nature of the Father. You see, so the Father's going to glorify those that keep his nature with himself. It's that thing. So he said, let me read this again. Revelation 5:10. Has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So it's not about us flying around in a cloud or having a ukulele or a harp or whatever with wings and all. No, those fairy tales. We try to become kings and priests, brothers and sisters, of the Most High God. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Psalms 132. Now we're back in the prophet. And this is, again, we deal with the prophets. Watch this. He said, arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Why? Because that 1,000 years represents the Sabbath day, which is the Sabbath day. And this is the whole reason why you keep the Sabbath day, that you get in that 1,000 years with him. So now he's testifying over here, because remember that he blessed the seventh day and rest. So now he's telling us, arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Here it is. Thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. So he said this, let the priests be clothed with righteousness. Why? Because remember now, Jesus is the king of righteousness. And get this, remember now, he's of the Melchizedek priesthood. He's the priest of the Most High God. And Melchizedek met him, priest of the Most High God. Well, you are no longer, that's why the priesthood that's coming will be the Melchizedek's. It'll be the Melchizedek priesthood. It won't be Aaron. It won't be Judah. It won't be none of that good stuff. Although their names is all around the temple and stuff like that. The kingdom that's coming is about righteousness, because he's the king of righteousness and the king of peace. The king of peace, that means if you're the king of peace, man, that's meek, gentleness, kindness, humble, things like that. That's that nature, right? And so he said, let thy priest be clothed with righteousness and let thy saints shout for joy. Why? Because you're going to have on his body, you're going to put on the nature of God, you're going to receive all power. He said, for thy servant's sake, turn not away from the face of thine anointed. For the Lord has sworn the truth. So this is the truth, y'all. Listen. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I sit upon thy throne. Well, you got to ask yourself, where David throne at? It's not in heaven. David didn't put a throne in heaven. It's on the planet. So God swore that he would sit on this earth, on his throne. Just listen to what he said. He says this, if thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, then their children shall also sit upon thrones forevermore. So when we read Revelation chapter 20, he said they're going to be kings and priests and they're going to reign with him 1,000 years. We see here, that was just with flesh and blood. But then after the great white throne judgment, you still going to be kings and priests, and you still going to be ruling forevermore. You see, this is that thing. Look at the 13 and what it says. For the Lord had chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. So God is even talking about coming from heaven. He himself is talking about coming from heaven. You see, so where we getting that going to heaven from? I have no idea. Well, I know where it came from. I'm not dealing with that right now. I'm just dealing with the Holy Spirit right now. And we don't want to get distracted in that, because for what? Anyway, the truth has set you free. This is my rest forever. Here would I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her for vision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Well, what is he talking about? That's during 1,000 years, you're still going to have flesh and blood people here. You know, and he said the poor is going to have food, and money ain't going to be like we now. The poor here, like I can safely say, the first class will be considered a poor in this kingdom. Amen. All right, let's continue that. I will clothe her priests with salvation. You see, so now you got on a body. You ain't never going to die. You're never going to die. You've been saved. Now we really saved. He said, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall self allow for joy. Death, what I mentioned of the horn of David, to bud, I have adored a lamp for mine anointing. Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into we get into this. It says, let's go into Genesis chapter 4. Here go Moses. Listen at this. Listen at Moses right here. We act like God just started talking about where the kingdom is going to be. No, he told, like, like we're dealing with this creation series every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and we're dealing with how God actually taught Adam these things. You know, he taught Adam. He taught Adam all these things that we are reading right now. You know, but he, you know, a lot of us, you know, what we're dealing with now is the prophets. But he taught Adam all these things that the meek is going to inherit the earth. That's why he didn't create Adam and said, oh, I'm creating you from heaven, the angels from heaven. They are minister spirits of flame of fire. He created them from heaven. He created us from the earth. So he said this. So listen, pay attention to this. And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. He said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. She again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. If you want to get all caught up in, and he had lamb, and Cain just didn't have no bunch of grass. No, you got the first fruit of the ground, man. The first fruit of your corn, the first fruit of your barley. You got olives. You got grapes. The first fruit of those things. You got melons, fruit. You know, Cain was supposed to bring them things to God, the best and the first of it. But what he did with it, we really don't know. Did he keep it for himself? God knows. All we know is that he didn't keep the command. Right? He's just going to tell us. He said, in the process of time, Cain brought the fruit of the ground and offered it unto the Lord. And Abel also brought the firstling of his flock, and the fact that the Lord had respect on Abel and his to his offering. How did Abel know to sacrifice if it's a flock, it's a lamb? How do you know to do that? Well, where did Adam and Eve get the skins from? When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the Lord sacrificed the lamb and cover Adam and Eve with the skin of the lamb. That was the very first sacrifice. Up until then, there was no need of sacrifice because there was no sin. Technically, we was under the male, Adam and Eve was under the Melchizedek priesthood. So this is that thing. So let's continue. He said, but on Cain and to his offer, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his kindness failed. He got mad at God. He wasn't mad at Abel. He was mad at the Holy One of Israel. Like, we can do that? I get mad sometimes. And I start fussing, you know, but I try to keep it between me and him, you know, and I let him know why I'm feeling the way I feel, you know, and I try the best not murmur about it, but I got complaints. You know, Not that, you know, he not listening. Everybody think, you know, you just go to God, you know, and it's just prayer, 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 prayer. Sometimes, man, you got to vent. And then you watch him work for you. You watch him turn around and say, you know, man, I'm with you. Boom. He just opened all kind of doors for you. You'd be like, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. I needed that. I need to know you. I need to know that you're still. You know, and he'll do things like that because he don't want you to think that he's not. You see, this is that thing. Let's continue. And the Lord said unto Cain, why are thou wroth? And why is thy kindness fallen? He in his head, your kindness is your mind. So he in his mind. And he said this, he said, if thou doest well, should not thou be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, that was Satan. And thou shall rule over him, and Satan shall rule over you. If you don't do right, sin is going to come, and Satan is going to rule you. But you got to know what sin is in order to rebuke you. And then, this is verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field, and Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? Like he didn't know. He was giving Cain a chance to confess. You know, he said, but look what Cain did. He hid it. He said, and the Lord said unto Cain, where's Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? He got smart with God. He got smart with him. And he said, and now here go God talking back to him. He said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Now he mad now, because now he done got smart with him. He asked him to fess up. He had an opportunity to give him his first the last time. That was the last time he was going to give him his first. If he'd have gave him his first right here, God, I killed my only brother because I was disobedient to you. And I was envious of him. And I let my spirit get the worst of me. God knows he may have not got cut off. He may have got still punished, but he wouldn't have got cut off. Cain is cut off. He is going to the lake of fire. Look at what he said here. He said, what is this that thou hast done? What is this thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries from unto me from the ground. Now, I'm going to say this too, and I'm going to continue. I got to say this. Those of us that's baptized, that blood, when somebody offend you, that blood will cry unto God. It'll let the Lord know who it was and let the Lord know who did it. That's his blood on you that somebody offended you with. That's why he said it would have been better for you to have a rock cast around your neck and cast to the sea than to meet him with that sin on you. Ask Cain. He said, without tillage the ground, it shall henceforth yield, it shall not henceforth yield her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. And Cain said, look at what he said. This how I know he knew that the kingdom is going to be on the earth. He said, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I could bear. Right there, because he knew that he was going to the lake of fire. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth. He didn't die that day. But he knew that he wasn't going to be in New Jerusalem. The God of Israel had taught him the law. He knew that thou should not murder. That's why he got smart and lied. From thy face shall I be hid, a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. It shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Now, watch this. Let's go back into Psalms 37. Because now are thy curse. He said, now are thy curse from the earth, right? Now I got cursed from the earth. Now watch this. This is in Psalms chapter 37. So this is that thing with him. Let's pay attention to this. 37. Let's go back to 37. We're going to read that. Psalms 37 and verse 22. It says this, for such as blessed of him shall inherit the earth, but they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Cain knew that. He knew that he was cut off. He knew that he wasn't going to inherit the earth. That's why he said, this day is thou driven me from the face of the earth. You see that? This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalm 73 and 24. Now watch this, because, you know, a lot of us want to believe that, you know, I love to believe that my mom's in heaven, and, you know, she looking down on me and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't think I want her looking down. Because there's some things that I've done that she would have told me up for. She would have whooped the bejesus out of me. So I know she's not in heaven looking down on me. She's asleep, like he said. He's not dead. He's sleeping. There's another thing called a second death. Die, he called it sleep. Because we're going to wake up again. But the second death is forever. Anyway, Psalm 73 and 24. It says this. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. Afterward, receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon the earth that I desire besides thee. Whom have I in heaven but you? That's it. Ain't no uncle, ain't no auntie, ain't no brother, no sisters, ain't no babies, ain't no mothers, no fathers, no grandfathers, no grandmothers in heaven. He said, whom have I in heaven but you? Because we just got to read in the apostles, and from Christ's mouth, he said, no man has ascended to heaven. And the apostles confirmed it. And now we see the prophets are confirming it. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 1. Proverbs 30 and 1. And it says this, the word of God, son of Jacob, even the prophecy the man spake on Ithiel, even Ithiel as you call, surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I have neither learned wisdom nor the knowledge of the Holy. Who have, this is what he said after just dumbing himself down, right? Because we don't have the knowledge of the Holy. If we had the knowledge of the Holy, we would be watching this scripture. But we do not have the knowledge of the Holy. And it says this, who have ascended up to heaven or descended? Who have gathered the wind in his tent? Who have bound the waters in a garment? Who have established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, Jesus? And what is his son's name, Jesus? If thou canst tell. Every word of God is pure. And he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. See that? He said, add thou not unto his word. You see, approved thee, and I'll be found a liar. See, this is the other thing. People sit up and say, we're going to heaven. He said, don't add that to this. He said, you'll be found a liar, and you don't want that. The last thing you want to be is a liar before God. Psalms 104:1. And here he talk about the earth. Because remember now, if you're going to have the earth, yeah, in the earth, you know, you're an immortal, and here come New Jerusalem, right? that mean the earth gonna have to last forever? I mean, why would he create, you know, scientists got the earth going to, you know, the ice and all this polar cap melting. No, it's just getting close to the Lord getting back, coming, getting ready to come back. You know, it's gonna happen. So it's gonna get worse before it gets better. But right now, people enjoy this time. Now is the time to build, because this is the days like in Joseph and Egypt. Gather your store, because it's a famine coming. Better have it together, because that famine is coming, and that a third part of the planet is going to be in worse shape than ever. A famine is coming. So now is the time of plenty. Get in like Joseph and put in the work. Save your money. Build a storehouse. Put your grains in there. Do something. Says this. Psalms 104:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who cover thyself with light and with garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. That's why we can't see heaven, because he got a curtain barrier there, so the telescopes can't see that. That's just flat. Like in the temple or the tabernacle. He said, who layeth the beam of his chambers in the waters, who makes his clouds chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, ministry flame of fire, right? Because he created them from heaven. They're on fire. Heaven is on fire. Who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. That's why he said that we're going to have the earth. That's why he said we're going to be kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. It's because the earth is going shall not be removed forever. See this? Forever. Psalms 89:3. Now here it is. Now listen to what he said today. He said, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seeds will I establish forever, and build up thy throne unto all generations. Salah. What? What? Because he said he's going to sit upon his throne, right? He said, the heavens shall praise thy wonders and the fourfoldness of the congregation of the saints. Who in heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? That's that thing. Ain't nobody in heaven. And people, you know, we get into this alien thing. People want to start talking about this aliens. Adding more lies to confusion. Already got confusion out here. Now you want to add confusion to the creation. Psalms 115:13. And it says this, I will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth have you given to the children of man. See, even Christ called himself the Son of Man, so he gave that to him too. That's his inheritance, even though he created it for himself, he confirmed it. He said, the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. So man ain't got nothing to do with that. That belong to God. But the earth he has given to man. Last verse, Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Remember now, the heavens going to roll back like a scroll. So there's going to be a different constellation up here at this time. And it says this, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there were no more seas. Revelation 21:2. Let me read this again. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So if it's coming down and John saw it, John wasn't in heaven. He was on the planet. His feet was on the earth. And he said this. He said, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. So now the Father is on the earth with us on the planet here right now. This is the end game. He's going to be here too. But you got to get rid of flesh and blood first. No more period. No more flesh. No more stinking flesh. It got to be washed. And me being a truck driver, you run into some real smells out here. Like, man, I know you get fuel. You know, you can take a shower every day. You got to take a break. Go wash yourself up. Anyway, it says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven say, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. He shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, be their God. See, he shall dwell with them. Here come New Jerusalem coming down from God. He going to be with man. So all these preachers and prophets and prophetesses, people like that telling you you're going to heaven, they calling the Father a liar. They testifying against his word. They added to the scripture. That's horrifying. Revelations 21 and 4. And he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. We like to read this, you know, at funerals and all that. He said, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. You're not going to remember who raped you, who shot at you, who shot you, who paralyzed you, who abused you, who stole from you, who cheated on you, all that stuff going to be, you're going to get a lobotomy. He's going to wash your mind of all that nonsense. And then he said this in verse 21 and 9. He said, and there came unto me of the seven angels which had the seven vials of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come thither, and I will show thee the bride and the Lamb's wife. Carry me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and show me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and the light was like unto a stone, most precious, even a jasper stone. So, brothers and sisters, man, we got to let those days go. We got to, you know, we got to hold fast to the truth, believe in God. You know, we believe in him. Then the last thing we want to do is testify against him or be found a liar. You see, and that's not what we've been called to. You know, because the word of God said every word is true. He said, let every word of God be true, and let every man be a liar. So you don't want to be that man that's testifying of this truth, you see, against God, because he said, I'm going to add these plagues to you. Amen? So thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone in this morning, edification. So, y'all have a blessed day. I hope this, you know, give some food for thought. Just, you know, if you don't believe, just food for thought. And go and search these things out. Listen to that again. And if you haven't had the time to read the scriptures, you know, go listen at the precept again. And from your Bible. And if you got one of them NIVs, read it with it and see how different the scriptures are concerning the conversation. And that'll make you put that book down. You know, to say that thou is though and it's hard and all that, well, then we don't believe the first thing we always testify of is that all things is possible with Christ Jesus. Where you be, you know, especially reading his word, that would be the least, right? Okay. So, with that being said, everyone, I want to thank you for your time. And I thank you for putting up with me and my raspy little voice right now. And we get better. You know, I get this unit back in there. Oh, man, God. The allergies is driving me insane. No, they're not. I'm getting better. I'm way better than I was a week ago. Trust that. So, that being said, we're going to thank you all for your time. We hope we edify. So, as we say at the top of the river waters, please read your Bibles. Please read your Bibles. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio shows.